It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have the Executive Director of the Carbon Chamber of Commerce, Barbie Heck. Got a lot going on in March. We're going to kind of just start at the top and work our way all the way through. We've got board meetings. We've got luncheons. We've got ribbon cuttings, all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to talk all about it with Barbie. Barbie, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Anytime you want to come out here, I love it to talk about chamber stuff because it's all about the area and it lets people know what's going on. And I really like to start out with first, how are things going at the chamber right now?
Things are going great. Yeah.
You guys started your quarterly drawing. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you've got people that are signing up and new businesses that are signing up to be chamber members. Great stuff for the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And, you know, one of these things that you kind of get to, and it turns into really kind of a planning meeting, but you've got a board meeting coming up Thursday, March 3rd. And maybe the public knows and maybe they don't know. They're invited to these, correct? They can go to them anytime.
That's correct. That's open to the public.
So where's it going to be? What time? And what are kind of some of the things that you guys talk about during your board meetings?
Well, it's always held in the lower conference room at the county administration building at 9:15 on the first Thursday of every month. And we, this month, we'll be talking about, we're starting to plan casino night, which has been scheduled for April 29th at the event center. Which it's always a fun event.
It is.
Yeah. So we will be talking about that. We'll be talking about our March luncheon and our first quarter giveaway, which we'll be visiting all 22 participating businesses on March 16th to draw the qualifiers. And then the winner will be drawn at the luncheon on March 17th at the Holiday Inn.
And I think the exciting part of it is tell them what you're giving away.
Yeah, this is a terrific package. The Chamber has purchased a package from the Country Club's golf course. It's worth $1,100. It includes two adult punch passes, a junior punch pass, and a $300 gift card.
And you can go and golf till your heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a lot of fun. And plus, you know, we're all starting to feel it, that itch of spring fever. And it's almost time to start getting out on the golf course once the snow's gone.
Yeah.
And get out and take advantage of that. So once again, you go around to the participating Chamber businesses, fill it out, put your name in. The greatest thing is you can go to the same business every day.
Yeah.
You can put in, as long as it's at once a day, you're allowed to enter these things. So you can put in the same business every day, and then that just kind of ups your chances of winning that great package. And you said you're going to go around to the businesses. You'll collect all of those on the 16th of March. When what you're going to do is you're going to pick five from each business, right?
Correct.
And then they'll all go in the big drawing, and then you're going to draw that, which brings us to our next thing, at the Chamber Luncheon.
Right.
So let's talk about the Chamber Luncheon this time around.
Okay. So our guest speaker, March 17th at the Holiday Inn, our guest speaker is the Medical Cannabis Pharmacy Dragonfly. They'll be our speaker. And then our business spotlights are Eastern Utah Trim Light and also Rocky Mountain Healthcare. And then our community spotlight is the High School Rodeo Club.
And you were saying the thing about this luncheon in particular, last time you had the most you've ever had at a luncheon, which is really cool.
It's really cool.
It's great to be building those numbers like that and getting more and more people involved and coming out and doing those kinds of things. This one, your space is kind of limited to 50.
Right.
So you want to RSVP as soon as you can. And,
yes.
Please. And how do they do that?
They can either go online to our website, carboncountychamber.net, or they can give me a call at 435-637-2788.
And there is a cost to go, correct? What is the cost
on
this?
$15 for chamber members and $20 for non-members.
Okay, so get in there, RSVP as soon as you can, because it's getting tight. They can only get 50 people in there at the Holiday Inn, and they would love to fill it. Love to.
It's a great space, just limited seating.
And I've been to a couple of chamber lunches, and they, you know, it's interesting to get up and listening to these local businesses talk. And once again, the business spotlights for this month are
Eastern Utah Trim Light, Rocky Mountain Healthcare, and then the community spotlight is the High School Rodeo Club.
And they'll all kind of get up and kind of talk about what they do and those kinds of things. And it's great to get information from there. But the main thing, and I think also we've spoken to this before, the main thing about the Chamber of Commerce is it is a great way to network and
absolutely,
to get other businesses to talk to each other. And that's really what goes on at these things, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's a good opportunity for business people to communicate with their peers.
And see what's going on in other places and things like that.
Sure.
So we've got that coming up on the 17th. You want to RSVP for that as soon as you can. We have not necessarily a ribbon cutting for a chamber member, but sort of an open house, and that's coming up this Saturday in Helper. So I'm going to let you speak to that for just a little bit.
Right. So Driggs Mortgage Team recently became a chamber member, and they have an open house this Saturday starting at 5:30. You can walk through the building to see what they've done so far. It's not quite open yet. But then they also have a concert at the Rio.
Yes. And if you go, I just had Greg in. If you go down there at 5:30, walk the building, get your tickets, and then head on down to the Rio at 7 o'clock. It's going to be, I believe it is the Crescent Super Band, which is a jazz band. They're based out of Utah, and they have played all over the world, and they're high school students. That's the amazing thing about them. So we've got that once again coming up on the 5th. We've got a ribbon cutting, and that is going to be
March 30th at noon. It's also an open house and the 50th anniversary of the Southeast Utah Health Department. You know, they've just moved to their new location. So all of this has happened at one time there, and their 50th anniversary, their new location, and we're going to have a ribbon cutting to celebrate
and
that.
Get on down there and check it out. Now, if you don't know where that's at, they're actually just kind of moved across the street, I believe.
That's right.
And the old 7th District Courts building, mm-hmm. but it's all been remodeled and they're good to go. I've spoken with Brady a couple of times about it, and he's really happy with the way that it's come out. So yeah, plenty of things going on. Now, do you guys have a website? I know, and you have a Facebook page. Are all these listed on there?
Yes. And actually, I was going to mention too, for the giveaway, if you're looking for a list of the participating businesses, you can find it on our Facebook page and also on the homepage of our website.
It's all there. Heck, Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. If anybody wanted to RSVP for the luncheon, could they call you down there? And what's the number?
435-637-2788.
All right. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.